Pashas Matzos, following the Milchama against Midyan, Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Gimel, says, "Vayoyme Eloza Hakoyen El Anshe Hatzava Haboim LeMilchama Zoyz Chukas HaTorah Shetzivu Hashem Es Moshe." One is fine. Shkei. Thank you so much. Ach Es HaZohav Es HaKesef Es HaNechoshes Es HaBarzel Es HaBedil Es HaYifores. These various different materials, if you have kalim, which you've captured in war from Midian, kol dovo asher yovoi bo'esh, taviru bo'esh, anything which has been involved in fire needs to go through fire. V'tohir, ach b'mei nido yischato, v'chana shelo yovo bo'esh, taviru b'mayim. So it's from here we learn two very famous halachas, the halachas of Hagolas Kalim and halacha of Tvilas Kalim. Hagolas Kalim is learned from the words Kol Dova Asher Yovei Bo'esh Tavir Bo'esh, if it was initially used. Exactly. Kaboiloi Kach Poilte, as it's absorbed, such that thus it spews out. Anything that was Bolua into these kalim, which they captured in war, exactly as the bliyas went in, that's how you get them out. That's the principle of Hagola, Libun, Libun Kal, Libun Choma. We know there are different kashering processes, but the principle is essentially the same. Kaboiloi, Kach Poilte. We're not discussing Hagolas kalim today so much. What we want to focus on is in the second half of the Pasuk, where it says, after Kol Dova Sheyava Ba'esh, Tavira Ba'esh, I think it's the Tihar actually, if anybody took a Chumash, the Tihar of a Tohir, I can't remember. Ach b'mei nido yischata v'chola shelo yove bo'esh taviru b'mayim. Says Rashi, number 2 on the sheets, v'rabbiseinu darshu mikan, she'af l'achshiron min ha'issa hitin tvila l'klei matchas. That so too, not only is it necessary to do Hagola, but it's also necessary. But it's also necessary to do tvilas kelim as well. Lamed Aleph. The tohir. Says the Gemara. Let's have a look at Gemara. It's a Mishnah and a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Daf Ayin Hei on base number 5 on the sheets. If somebody purchases a kli from a goy, es shedar koy lahat bil yat bil lahagil yagil laban ba'oir laban ba'oir, exactly as it was used, such is the necessary processing. That's how you have to kasher it. Says the Gemara there, number 6 on the sheets. Tana v'kulon tzrichin tvila bar boim sa. That's across the board, whether it needs Hagola or Libun Chomor, but one thing is certain, it needs to have Tevila Ba'arboim Sa. How do you know? Minoan Amili, Omar Ravad, Omar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Dovar Asher Yaveh Ba'esh Taviru Ba'esh V'Toher. What's this extra word, V'Toher? Hoysif Lecho HaKosuf Tahara Acheres. The Gemara, the Chazal is telling us that the Torah is indicating that there's Tahara Acheres, an additional process that's necessary over and above the Hagola, which is the extraction of the blias of the absorptions. There's a Tahara Acheres, namely you have to do Tevilas Kalim. That's a huge discussion. Big Machloikas, Rashi and Ramban, how to learn the Hemshech of those words. Some say that that's the Makayr of Tevilas Kalim. Some say no, all it means is Tevilas Kalim is learned from the word V'Tahir, as is indicated in the Gemara, and that part of the Pasuk just means that if it wasn't used for Eish, at least you just have to rinse it off, make sure there's no Lachluchis, make sure there's no dirt stuck to the Kalim. It's not a Maisa Tevila. This is a big Machlokes, Alatev, look in the Ramban in this week's Sedra, Ramban, Rashi, Gur Aryeh, Mizrahi, is a whole big Balagan exactly how to learn the words of the Pesukim. So here we have the mitzvah of Hagola and the mitzvah of Tzvila.
In the Mishnah it says Eshadarko Lahatbi al Yadvil, is that a Le'inyan Kashering?
That's part of the discussion there. What does that mean, Lahatbi al Yadvil? Yeah. Why do we do Tfilas Kelim? Why do we do Tfilas Kelim? Torah says so. What does the Torah mean when you have to table Kelim? So, many Rishonim say, Gzeiras HaKosav Ba'alma, that's what the Torah requires, that's what we have to do. But there is a famous Yerushalmi, number 11 on the sheet, a Yerushalmi there at the end of Avodah Zarah, Sho'alun L'Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amai Tzarech Lahatbil. Why is it that you need to do Tvila? Lefi, She'yotzu Mitumas Hagoy, V'nichnasu L'Kedushas Yisrael. Because it has exited the Tumah of the Goy, and has entered Kedushas Yisrael.
Are we saying the actual kashering it is going out of the Goyish thing and putting it into in the mikvah is bringing it into the Kedusha?
Or?
The Geirus.
Or?
You're quiet, it's a good chakir what you're asking. Firstly, the Rishonim do compare it to Geirus. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritzvah say that it's exactly like Geirus. Just like a Geir who goes from a non-Jewish state to a Jewish state needs a Tvila. And that Tvila is the Tahara process by which he becomes a Jew. So too, the Tvila of a Keli is also what brings it into the Kedusha of Yisrael. Oh, so 1 second. So have a look at the Loshon of the Sefer Issa V'Heter Ha'Oruch. One of the Rishonim who the Ramah quotes Kaseda, number 13 on the sheets, he says, Shehatvila einoi machmas pleitas ho'isa. Tvilas kelim has nothing to do with what's absorbed in the keli. The biggest proof is, tohatzrichin litboil afilu klei chadosh. Even a brand new kli, which the goy never actually got round to using, you also have to table. So that's clear that Tvilas Kelim has absolutely nothing to do with what's absorbed in the Kelim.
You know, so my wife used to be bothered that the mikveh used to do healing was filthy, or it looked filthy. So we asked him, the Ralph said, it has nothing to do with the clean or not. This is making it tohor, you know. So you take it, you put it into the mikveh, and then you wipe, and if you want, you can wash when you get home.
Yeah. It's about two different adonim. If the water is dirty, then it might be a potel mikveh. It might be a chatitza.
It's not dirty. It didn't have the look of. It didn't have a clear look.
What's it? The halachas of the mikveh that are required. The halachas of the mikveh that are required for tvilas kelim are exactly the same as any other mikveh. We learn from a potel, as we're soon going to see. But what we're not discussing is the blias. That's not the Indian says the issa v'heta. Proof of it is even a brand new kli which has no blias also needs tvilas. So what is the Indian? Elorak lahavir mimenu hatuma. We have to get rid of the tuma. Ulahachnisoi bekedusha shel Yisrael. In order to bring it in the kedusha of Yisrael, lefi, and he gives you a whole musar shmuz. Lefi shebocharno Hashem alekim lanachlosoi v'hivdilonu min atoyim v'kedishonu bekedushosoi klal Yisrael of an extra special kedusha shenema, etc. v'iskadashtem, and therefore, in order that it should adopt this Kedusha status, that's what the Maisa Tvila is doing. So, they're all referring to a Gemara. The Gemara says there in Avodah Zarah, Afilu Kelim Chadoshim Ni Tvila. That line of the Gemara is extremely revealing because it seems to indicate that Tvilas Kelim has absolutely nothing to do with Blias that are absorbed in a Keli. That's why even a new Keli needs Tvila. Rather, as Yerushalmi puts it, it's an Inyan of Tumah. It's an inyan of tumah. Now, that's obvious, Meirav Raboisai. We're not dealing with proper tumah. There's no tumah. A goy is not tome. A goy can't be makabel tome. His kalim are not tome. If you put food, even truma in the kalim, the food are not tome. We are talking about some sort of, as the Sefer Issa V'Heter put it, there's kedusha of Yisrael that needs to be chal on this kli. And as long as the keli was belonging to the goy, it didn't have this kedusha, rather it had this type of tumah. But it's not obviously a proper tomei, because tumah, because how should it have become tomei in the first place? Nonetheless, I have many, many proofs, at least six, that this tumah and the tvila really is governed by hilchas tumah v'tahara. It's not a proper tumah. A goy isn't tomei, his kelim are not tomei. But the Yerushalmi calls it, lefi sheyotzu mitumas ha-goy, And we'll see, I'll just mention, I won't talk about all of them, I'll mention some of the proofs that you see that we really give it Dinei Tumah. Firstly, let's have a look at the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah. Number 7 on the sheets. Toni ba kapara. Mitoich shenemar b'mei nido. Because the Torah refers to the Tzvilas Kelim using the words Nei Nida, which is what's used to be Matayr, somebody who really is Tomei Tumas Meis, Shemeya Ani Shetzorich Hazo'o Shlishi V'Shvi. The Gemara has a Havamina, that the only way you can be Tovel Akeli is you have to sprinkle it on day 3 and on day 7, just as you would to somebody who touched a dead body. If the halacha of Tzvilas Kelim was an inyan of Kedusha Ba'alma, nobody in the world ever told us that a geir who's tovel in a mikveh might need sprinkling on day 3 and day 7. Why? Because there we all understand it's no shaychas to proper tumah, it's a maisa Kedusha Ba'alma. And yet over here we're seeing in Tzvilas Kelim, the Gemara actually had a havamina, the Pasuk says not that way, but we had a havamina that you need hazoah shlishi v'shvi. Furthermore, the Gemara goes weiter on the bottom line there and says, V'ikos v'rachmona b'mei nido, hava amina her of shemesh kenido. The Gemara says there was another havamina that you'd actually have to wait till Bein Hashmoshes, till Laila, until the Tahara would be chal. Where do we find such a halacha? With regard to Tumah. With regard to Tumah, the first line of Shas, the first Mishnah in Brochas, Me'emes HaKoyin, Kriya Shema, Bezman Shakoyin, Yoitzin, Lechel, Trumason. When is that? At Laila. Again, it's a halacha in Tumah v'Tahara. And the Gemara had a havamina that if you're Toivel Akeli at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you wouldn't be allowed to use it until Nacht. Muchach. But again, we treat it as if it's got mamish gidrei tumah v'tahara proper. The biggest proof of the lot, and we're going to come back to this later on, is a shevet sefer. The shevet sefer, who is the son of the ksav sefer, the son of the chasam sefer, says a gevaldige chiddush. We know there's a principle of tumah hutra b'tzibur. What does that mean, tumah hutra b'tzibur? That if all of Klal Yisrael, or Rav of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, then the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara are waived. You can come into the Beis HaMikdosh b'Tumah, you can be Makrib Karbonis b'Tumah, Tumah Hutra b'Tzibur. Says the Shevet Sefer, Chiddush of the day, if Klal Yisrael would be Tomei, you wouldn't need to do Tfilas Kelim. No Tfilas Kelim when Klal Yisrael are Tomei, because all the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara are waived.
We are Tomei.
Okay, that's the chiddush of the Shevet Sefer. No, that's very hold of the Shevet Sefer. One thing I see from the Shevet Sefer, if we were to understand that Tzvilas Kelim was stam some inyan of Kedusha Ba'alma, then have no shaychas to halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. It's clear from the Shevet Sefer that the Shevet Sefer is really literally treating this as if it's Tumah Mamish. We're giving it Gidrei Tumah Mamish. We'll soon see where that Tumah emerges from. But it's as if there are proper Dinei Tumah that pertain to this Kli, so much so that the Shevet Sefer says, when Hilchas Tumah doesn't apply, Hilchas Tzvilas Kelim doesn't apply either. Okay.
But he didn't tell the Tavol in the dishes?
He's saying Halacha L'Maisa, we'll soon see why he said it, the Kashi who's coming to answer. There is a big discussion, Meir Rabbeisai, about whether Tzvilas Kelim is in fact a mitzvah at all. There are several opinions. The Ramban ala Torah seems to indicate that it's only a chiv drabonon. Min haTorah, there is no chiv whatsoever to be tovel kelim. Other Rishonim also hold that way. There's a shitta of the Tosas Rid. There's a Kolboy. Many Rishonim hold that it's only a mitzvah midrabonon. Pashtus haGemara, Pashtus of Rashi, and many Rishonim, and this is the way we paskin halacha, is that Tzvilas Kelim is Midaraisa. It's a Chiyav Midaraisa, you have to Tovel your Kelim. And by the way, what's the difference whether it's a Chiyav Dairaisa or Chiyav Drabonon? So one of the differences is, because there is a certain case in the Gemara where the Gemara says it's a Sofik where you have to do Tzvila. Sofik. Gemara talks about a certain Shaila, a Mashkanta. The Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha L'maisa, you have to Tovel it. Say the poskim, it must be that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Tfilas Kelim is Da'iraisa, therefore Sofik Da'iraisa L'chumra. But were Tvilas Kelim only to be Drabonon, then the Mokum Sofi you can be Mekel. It's, by the way, very important to point out that even though we do Paskin Lahalocha, that Tvilas Kelim is the Eraisa, but on glass Kelim it's only Drabonon. That's clear that glass is only a Drabonon, which is therefore very important. We're not giving a Hilchus Tvilas Kelim share now, but there are certain cases where there is more room to be lenient in the case of glass and maybe some other materials than in the case of metal, etc., etc., where we paskin that is a chiv deiraisa. Fine. So we have a machlokes rishonim. There is an enormous kasha on this week's sedra, which depends on this machlokes. What happened over here? Klal Yisrael went to fight war against Midian. They come back. They're instructed with the pasha of Hagolas Kelim and the pasha of Tvilas Kelim. This is not the first time they've been to war. They've been to war before. They had a milchama against Sichon and Oig. So all the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Das Akenim, Rabbeinu Bachai, are all troubled by the obvious question, why were they not instructed with Hagolas Kelim when they came back from that war? Why only this war? A bit late now, this is really the second battle. Why were they not instructed in the first battle? So there's different Tirutzim. If you look at the Das Akenim number 4 on the sheets, he says, Tema, it's a pellet. Mipnei ma'aloi nitztavu Yisrael al Giulei Akum b'melchemes Sichon v'oig, k'moi b'melchemes Midyon. Why did they only get instruction now? So he said there were different types of wars, really. V'yesh loim alafi shesham melchomois hayu besode. The other fields, the other wars were in the fields. There were no kelim there. V'loi hayu shom klei tashmishei bayis. When they fought Sichon and Oig in the fields, they didn't have pots and pans there. Aval kan shamilchama hoisa b'midyon. They went to Midyon v'shalalu abatim and they plundered the houses. So what did they take from there? They took all the kelim. Therefore, hutzrichum lehizayir al giulei akum. Fine, that's the teretz of the Tasakim. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says an enormous chiddush. Ramban says a gewaldige chiddush. We once discussed the whole shiur on this pashas Dvarim 2 or 3 years ago, the halacha of Kadle de Chaziri. Kadle de Chaziri is a Gemara in Chulin, which tells us that when Klal Yisrael go and fight during Mulchama, they are allowed to eat Ma'acholis Asuris. They're allowed to eat Ma'acholis Asuris. Kadle de Chaziri, they can even eat Chazirim. Special heta. It was a big, huge machlekas Ramban and Rambam, exactly when the heta was said, for whom it was said, under which circumstances it was said, but that's the yesod. Says the Ramban, that heta, to eat macholes asuris during wartime, is only during a war when you're conquering land. Kibush Eretz Yisrael, or Kibush Haaretz. But if you're fighting a war which has nothing to do with conquering land, then there's no heta of Kadla de Chaziri. That's the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, Milchemes Sichon v'Oig was a war about territory. They were allowed to eat Macholes Asuris then, therefore there was no necessity to kasha the Kalim. Because even if you have Kalim which are Bolua with Issa, you can eat from them no problem at all.
Even afterwards?
Oh, that's a shaila. When he got, however, to the Mulchama or Mulchemes Midyon, that wasn't a war about conquering territory, that was just a war of revenge. There was no heta there of Kadle de Chazir, they needed Hagola. Let's have a look at number 3 on the sheets. Vehizir oisom ato. They were instructed now, Magolas klei Midyon meisri hagoyim. V'loi omalohem ze mitchilo. But they weren't, however, instructed this right from the beginning, the clay sichin v'oig shelokhu gam shlolam v'hatam. Do you know what the reason is, says the Ramban? Ki sichin v'oig malkei ho'emoyri heim v'artzom minachalas Yisrael hi v'huta lahem kol shlolam afilu ho'isurim. There you are allowed to eat Isurim, the Ksiv, etc., etc. Vomar Rabbi Seinu, Kadle de Chazir, Ishtri Luhu. Aval Midyon. Loi Hoya Misholahem. Veloi Lokhwes Aretzom. They didn't capture any territory from Midyon. Rak Linkoim Nikmosom. They just went to seek revenge. That's why Horgoisom. Velokhu Shlolom. Olekach Nohag Ho Isur Bichlehem. That's why there was an issue of machalis asuris. That's why they now, for the first time, ran into the issue of non-kosher kelim. But at the zman of milchama of sichem va'oig, there's no problem. Let the kelim be non-kosher. You're allowed to eat non-machalis asuris.
So was that after the fact?
Oh, so you're asking, that's what's being asked. This is after the milchama. Fine, that's the shitta of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam very briefly, number 12 on the sheet, this is what we discussed then a couple of years ago. The Rambam is very limited in his heta. Chalutzei tzava, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim Perek Ches, kashiyichnusu bilgvul akum, v'yichvashum v'yeshu mehen, mutalahen lechol nevelos v'treifos. You're allowed to eat nevela, treifa, bosa chaze, when? Im yirav v'loi motzama yechol. Only if you're very hungry and you can't find anything else. According to the Rambam, the Ramban's teretz wouldn't make sense. Because this halacha of kavla de chaziri, this halacha that permits you to eat macholos asuris, isn't said across the board. It's only in a very limited circumstances when the soldiers can't find anything else to eat. So then you'd still have the kasha of the Ramban. Even during the first milchama, why didn't they get the instruction to do agolas kelim? The answer is the Ramban is l'shitosa in Pashas Va'eschana. The Ramban argues with the Rambam. And he says, this is nothing to do with, yeah, hungry, not hungry, it's across the board heter. During the war, you're allowed to eat machalos asuris, period. That's why the Ramban and Shitosu can afford to say in our Sedra, that during the first Milchama, which was a battle over territory, there is no concern with eating machalos asuris, there was no necessity to have a pasha of Hagolas Kelim, and that's why they only got instructed now. The problem is with the Rambam, what's the obvious question? Shailumeshiv and many other Achrenim are all bothered by this Ramban. The Ramban has only addressed Hagolas Kelim. He hasn't addressed Tfilas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim! You can say a very nice teretz. Well, you worry about Belias of Macholis Asuris. It's not Macholis Asuris. You're allowed to be Macholis Asuris during war. Fine. But what happened to Tfilas Kelim? Tvilas Kelim, Klal Yisrael were only instructed now after the Milchama of Midian and not after the Milchama of Sichin V'Oig. Why? And here you can't give the teretz of the Ramban. Oh well, you're allowed to have Macholis Asuris. This is nothing to do with Macholis Asuris, as we already said from the Rishonim. This is nothing to do with Blias. Even brand new Kelim also require Tvilas. So why are you doing Tvilas Kelim Bechlal? An Inyan of Kedusha, Tumah, whatever it is. That's not a heter during war. There's only a heter to eat Macholis Asuris. The ing of Kedushas, Macholis, whatever it is, says the Shoel Lemeitzer, that's Pashut, that even during Milchama that was required. Why, therefore, was the Ramban not troubled by Tfilas Kelim? The truth of the matter is, and this is why we were makdim, the Ramban himself holds that Tfilas Kelim is only a drabon. Therefore, the Ramban, the Shittosai, is beautiful. The Ramban was never worried about Tvilas Kelim. As far as he's concerned, Tvilas Kelim is a drabonon, it's a smachta ba'alma. There is only one Chiyav deraisa, and that is Hagola. Hagola, he answered. Seder. But according to all the other Rishonim, according to all the other Rishonim who hold that Tvilas Kelim is the eraisa, so we have a kasha on our plates, why were Klal Yisrael not instructed with the mitzvah of Tvilas Kelim, not Hagola, Tvilas Kelim, following the Muhammad of Sichin V'Oig. Hagolas Kelim, the Ramban already told us the Teretz, there's no problem of Macholis Asuris. Oh, in Echnami, so you could say that we haven't got our backs to the wall, there's always another Teretz, the Dasa Kelim told us, then the Muhammad of Sichin V'Oig, there were no Kelim to talk about. There were no Kelim to talk about. Fine, in
Echnami. Because it's very doubtful that there is no Kelim all of a sudden. How is it? Other nation? You said that, not you, but the reference that if Philo Kelim, putting Kelim from one stage to another stage. What is the stage we don't need to even understand? But there are two stages. That this is stage A, which is called non Jewish stage, to stage B, Jewish stage. Right now, stage A, be not Jewish, and both wars the same. But stage B, maybe not the same. Because one war happened when we about to go to Israel and start so-called have this kelim as a before it was not the same type of war.
It's not the same transfer of Roshus from Roshus of a guy to the Roshus of Israel.
Yeah, but maybe Israel have different type of different type of level.
Yeah. Okay.
For example, if we have goy with Jewish mother, if he will do tefillah, can I eat from this?
Oh, very good. Big shaila.
Because it's shaila. I don't interested in an answer.
Does a geir have to do tefillah kelim?
That's right. Number one. But there's another guy. If Jew, goy with Jewish mother, if Jew right now is a goy with Jewish mother, tefillah kelim working for him?
Right. Okay.
Is that shaila? Mm-hmm. If the shaila show me that to have Jewish mother, it's not enough to have the same level.
Right. Okay.
Maybe
we need to define the kedushas yisrael that's required for tefillah kelim. So the truth is, the Shevet Sefer, who we mentioned before, says his Chiddush with regard to this Kasha. Because if you look at the Ramban, again, number 3 on the sheets, look at the second paragraph of number 3. Says the Ramban, V'chein, Bedin HaTumah, Shez Hiram Atta, they were also instructed with many halachas with regard to Tumah. Va'atam, it says, Chanu michutz la'machana shivas yomim, ki milchema sichin va'oig bo'ahoyu kol Yisrael, v'tumo hutro b'tzibu. The Ramban tells us at the time of milchema sichin va'oig, Klal Yisrael were all tomei, there was no halachas of tumah because tumo hutro b'tzibu. Says the Shevet Sefer, well, that's the answer to Tzvilas Kelim as well. If we are to say in Yerushalmi, that the aside of Tzvilas Kelim is to remove the Tumah of the Goyim. When Hilchas Tumah doesn't apply, like the Ramban tells us, then Tzvilas Kelim also doesn't apply because Tumah Hutra Batsibo. That was one of our biggest proofs, maybe the biggest, that you see that they really considered it Tadalochas of Tumah. And therefore, says the Shevet Sefer, everything is answered. Just like there was no halacha of Hagolas Kelim first time around, because you're allowed to have Macholes Asuris, there was also no problem of Tzvilas Kelim, because Hilchas Tumah didn't apply then, because all of Klal Yisrael were Tomei at the time, Tumah Hutra B'tzibul. Okay, fine. The other two Ritzim as well. I'd like to suggest a Chiddush, and the truth is, I've seen others say the same as well. And this really gets into the kishkas of what we're trying to achieve. What is it that we're doing when we do Tzvilas Kelim? If somebody would buy a keli from a goy, and you ask the goy, tell me, have you used this keli? And he says, yes, I have. For what? For nevelas, chazas, trefas, fine. So I've now got two chiyuvim. Hagolas Kelim, Tzvilas Kelim. Which one must I do first?
Hagolas Kelim.
Says Tosfos and many other Rishonim, no difference. Do whatever you like. Two separate mitzvahs. I've got to get rid of Blias and I've also got to table. Makes no difference. Do what you like.
Couldn't you have grounds to say that if you haven't been, you haven't done Haggalah, then when you do Tevila, the Isur is still embedded in the Kedusha.
Says the Ritva. Let's have a look at Tosfos and a Ritva. Tosfos number 8 on the sheets. Top left-hand corner says, Magilon umatzvilon. The Lashon of the Gemara is do Hagola and then Tzvila. Says Tosfos, Lav Dafka. Doesn't have to be that order. Lav Dafka Magil v'achakach yatzvil. Elo afilu matzvil bereish. If you want to be Tovil Keli first, absolutely why? Tahach Tzvila eina bishvil tumma de lahava ketovil v'sheretz biyodoi. Da afilu chadoshim tzrichim tzvila. What does that mean? So let's see a Ritva, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Says Ritva number 10, Gemara, Tana v'kulam tzrichin tzvila barboim so. Says Pirush of Yerushalmi, etc., etc. Now comes the line in bold. Ula oilam says Ritva, ein tzvila zu ela acha hechsheiroi shel kli. You have to do the Hagola first, and then the tzvila. He says that's what's mashman the Gemara, that's what's mashman the Pesukim. Now here comes the line. The last line of that paragraph number 10. V'chein bedin, says Ritzvah. It makes a lot of sense it should be that way. She'im loikin. Because if not so, if you're going to try and tovel a kli, which hasn't yet had hagola, harehu ka'odom ha'tovel v'sheretz b'yodoi sh'loi olsa loi tvi l'klal. We know the famous principle, if somebody is tomei, he's touched a sheretz, he's got to be tovel in the mikveh. If he dips in the mikveh while still holding the sheretz, that's not a tefillah. Because the very reason why he's got to do tefillah is the sheretz, and he's still holding on to it.
It's not a good comparison.
Oh, says the Ritzvah, you've got the same problem over here as well. If you're going to tovel the keli prior to the kashering, that's like tovel the sheretz beyond. It's in a movement. Which sheretz? What sheretz? If I touch the sheretz, why do I have to tovel? Because of the sheretz. So if I go into the mikveh still holding that very sheretz, then the very reason I had to tovel in the mikveh in the first place is still here. So you haven't achieved anything. That's what Chazal mean when they say tovel the sheretz biyodoi. The sheretz meaning the sibas hatuma. But when we get to tevilas kelim, which sheretz? What, the blias inside of the kli? That's the sheretz. That has nothing to do with tevilas kelim. As we've already proved, even a brand new keli also needs tevilas kelim. So clearly, tevila has nothing to do with blias. So why are we tovelin kelim bechlal? Like Yerushalmi says, there's some inyan of tuma kedushas Yisrael. Now look again at Tosas, top left hand corner. You'll see that's exactly what Tosas holds. Tosas says, lav dafka magil v'achakach yatva. You don't necessarily have to do hagolah followed by the tevila. Elafilu matma bereisha, you can be tovel it as well. Why? Dahach tevila ina bishvil tuma de lahava ketovel v'sheretz biyodei. Says Tosis, it doesn't make sense to suggest as an Indian of Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yodei. Why? Da'afilu chadoshim tzrichin tvila. Because even a new keli also needs tvila. And if a new keli needs tvila, that's the biggest proof that tvila has nothing to do with blias. Nothing. Even a keli that was never used needs tvila. So how can you say Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yodei? Which sheretz?
I have to ask you on halach. Because I'm not familiar with when a person became ger. Can ger eat pork and next second go to mikveh?
Well, he's done his bris milah, let's say, or irrelevant.
Yeah.
He's done his. We hold as long as he's done bris milah, he's a goy gomo. He can have trefa, pork, whatever he likes. He's got a makabel mitzvah, fine, but until that tevila, he's a goy gomo, he can do whatever he likes.
Yes, the situation is, what I'm trying to say is that before put him in mikveh, he make a lot of preparation already. Mikveh, it's final thing. It's not beginning. Mikveh, then you're doing everything else, then you're teaching him how to eat kosher, and then do brit. Mikveh, it's a final point. If you compare this kelim with goy, the same thing. You cannot start with mikveh and then make breeze, then he'll learn how to learn kosher.
So the truth is, the comparison you make to Geirus is exactly the comparison that the Rishonim make. And the Rishonim say, just like a Geir can't do his tevila until he's done bris milah, so too, you can't do tevila until you've done hagolah. But that's Tosfos Kasha. What is the comparison? We're going to try and define that. What is the comparison? Tovel the sheretz biyodei means the sheretz that made you tomei is still here. What's the sheretz over here? What made you chayev in tviras kelim? The fact that you bought the keli. Nothing to do with the blias. So how can the existence of the blias be a problem when you come to tvila? Oh, you have to do agola first. Get rid of the blias. Why? Oh, because there's a sheretz here. Which sheretz? What sheretz?
If it's a brand new kli, you don't have to do hagala at all.
No, but you got to do tvila.
But you still have to do tvila.
So that's a riot. That tvila has nothing to do with blias.
Right.
But what's the sheretz?
Newborn.
What's the sheretz? If you got a total brand new kelim, it's the biggest proof that tvila has nothing to do with blias.
Right.
So why are you tovelling it? Inin of kedusha v'tahara. So why do I care if there are blias there? Why is there a reason to have to do a gola first and then tefillah? Does one inyan get rid of the blias, which kipshuta is a practical measure? If there's blias inside of the kelis, you can't eat from it. Then there's another halacha, besides the practical measure of extracting blias, you've got to put kedusha on the kli. Fine, so put kedusha on the kli. But why must I do that only after I've extracted the blias? Because otherwise it's tovel v'sheretz b'yadai. I think the answer to that, and this will answer everything I hope, is the Ritzvah number 9 on the sheets. The Ritzvah says one line, a very revealing line. Klei suda amurim b'parasha. We know you only have to tovel klei suda. If I buy a pair of scissors from a guy, I don't have to tovel it. If I buy his pot, I do have to tovel it. Says the Ritzvah, Pirush. Umishum de soifon lehishtamesh be'isa v'yotsu lekedusha hitzricham hakosuf tvila af v'chadoshim. Says Ritzvah, do you know why you have to tovel even new kelim? Four words. Mishum de seifon. They were destined lehishtamish be'issa, to be used for issa.
In other words, if a Jew didn't buy them, a guy would have bought
them. One time. Means a guy who has a kli, even if he's never used it, but this kli is destined to be used for issa. The guy is going to use it for nevelis v'trefus. And even if, therefore, practically he never actually got round to doing so, the tumah is chal on the kli. What's the Ritzvah saying? The Ritzvah was very bothered by something over here. The Ritzvah was bothered by, why are you tovelling new kelim? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, why are you tovelling new kelim? The Torah says, you've got to tovel, you've got to put kedusha on the kelim, what's the problem? The Ritzvah says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is mishum she'soifon lehishtamish be'issa, because these kelim were destined to be used for issa. A keli which is owned by a guy, even if it's never used, it's as if it was used, because it's oymed for that. It's oymed to have blias inside of it, and it's those blias that bring the tumah on the kli. Aye, there are no blias in this kli. Seifon lehishtamish. It's destined to have blias. Mazel tov. Suddenly we have a shidduch. The Ritzvah is the first one who has linked the inyan of the blias to the inyan of Hagot of Tvilas Kelim. He has said, why is this Keli Chodosh requiring Tvila? Not because, well, it was owned by a guy, so it's Tomei. No, it doesn't say that. Because it was seifon lehishtamish be'issa, it was destined to have blias in it. And those blias, even though, of course, as we've explained, it's not a proper tumah, but however we are to understand this tumah, the presence of blias in a kli, they bring a tumah onto the kli. So much so, says the Ritzvah, that even if you haven't actually practically used the kli, but if it was destined to be used, the tumah is chal. You see from the Ritzvah, Meirai v'Raboisai, that Tvilas Kelim does have a connection to the Blias. Because the Blias in the Kli is what brings the Tumah on the Kli. So much so that even if you haven't actually used it, but it's oymed, it's seifon leishtamish, that also makes it Tomei. Therefore we understand the Ritzvah l'shitosoi hafle v'ofele. The Ritzvah says, if I've got to do Hagola and Tvila, which one do I have to do first? Of course you've got to do Hagola. Tovel v'sheretz v'yodoi. Which sheretz, we asked? Which sheretz? What sheretz? The blias? What blias got to do with Tvilas Kelim? The Teretz is, according to the Ritzvah, the blias have everything to do with Tvilas Kelim, because it's those blias that bring the tumah on the kli. Even if it's not being used, we kept asking. Tosis asks, how can you suggest such a thing? If you need to be tovel new kelim, it's the biggest raya that tefillah has nothing to do with blias. Okay, that's Tosis. But the Ritzvah holds nishtazoi. The Ritzvah holds, do you know why you need to do tefillahs kelim? Because there's a tumah that's chal on the kli. Where does that tumah come from? What, because a goy owned it? No, because of the blias. What do you mean because of the bleis? But he hasn't even used it yet. Fine. Shaseifan lehishtamish beisa. It's destined to be used for bleis. That makes the keli as if it's balua beisa. That brings the tumma on the kli, and that requires tahara.
It's very harsh because right now we get rid of goy altogether. Right now we need three individuals, which people here was so upset and said, excuse me please, you prepare, you make this bless. Let me talk to you. How are you going to use it?
Okay, one second.
The Shmashidrug is going to
You have to add one line. You have to add one line. 100%. 100%. This is the kasha on the ritzvah. So, forget going. I'm a fully fledged Jew and I'm planning to eat Nevela. Why? I am. No. So for this kli, is also destined to have bleis in it, and maybe Ataka did use it for Nevela, and it does have bleis, so I don't have to do tefillah scaling.
A guy who has the mashallah for something to happen bad.
No, forget mashallah, what if you did use it? Forget mashallah, you actually use it for Nevela. Every Jew who uses their kli for Nevela, it's got bleis in it. So if it's got bleis in it, why don't I have to do tefillah? Why doesn't I have to do tefillah? So that's Mavua, you're 100% right, you have to point it out, as the Gemara explains, that it's got to be Dumya Lamaisa Shehaya. It's got to be equivalent to what happens in Midian. It seems to be that the Bleis inside of the Kli are only Meichel, a Tumah, in the Kli as long as the Abarashusay shall go. That's the Chiddush, a Gewaldige Chiddush. There's many halachas, by the way, that the Gemara says that it's got to parallel, it's got to mirror image what happened, Midian, Klal Yisrael. So it's Mavua over here. It's not simply that bleis make tumah. Bleis don't make tumah. The bleis of a non-Jewish kli give it the status of a non-Jewish klei sudah. This is a non-Jewish klei sudah. And that's why it becomes tummy. If I, as a Jew, put nevela in my pot, so what is it? It's a tray for pot. But it's not a non-Jewish klei sudah. Do you know what this tumah is that the Yerushalmi described? It's the tumah that pertains to a non-Jewish clay suda. And how does it get that status of a non-Jewish clay suda? Because it's got bleis, or because it's destined to have bleis?
That means it's a guy making tailing. That's the only in the Haredi market. Even though my wife's thinking, makes a difference.
The Avnei Nezer says what you just said. The Avnei Nezer quotes this ritzvah and says if a guy would produce kelim to sell to Jews, it doesn't need tefillas kelim. Chiddush! He says in first in the ritzvah, because about this type of kli, you can't say it was destined to have bleis of nevelis. And even if, by the way, let's just point something out obvious, even if the Jew who bought it was irreligious and he put nevelis in the pot, that's irrelevant. It was not destined to be a non-Jewish kli sudah. I mean, it is a paskin that the halacha lemaisa based on this ritz.
But he not follows this. It's not our halacha.
Yeah, we paskin nishta zay. If you buy a kelim from a guy, even if it's kli sechir, you have to table it. If you look, by the way, there's a remez to this in Rashi. Look at Rashi number 2 on the sheets. Rashi on the very first pasuk that we started off with says, "V'rabenu, v'rabesenu darshu mikan she'af lahachshiron min ha iser." Hitim tzvila l'klei matchas. Which is it? Do you know why I have to do tzvila, says Rashi? L'achshiron min ha'issa. Which is it? Which is it? According to the ritual, I understand. Do you know which issa? The macholei sasuris. Those issa. Those macholei sasuris, those bleis in the pot, even if they're not there, but they're destined to be there, they are meichel atumah on the kli, and that requires tahara.
It uses a lot of
hashira. Yeah. If so, I understand. You can say a chiddush now. What was the Ramban's kasha? Why did they not get the mitzvah of agolas kelim at the earlier stage of sichum? Why only a midyan? Said the Ramban, no, because at sichum va'oig they're allowed to eat macholes asurois. Therefore, agolas kelim was irrelevant. It was only now, at Midyan, they weren't allowed to eat Macholos Asuris. Now it's relevant to talk about Golas Kalim. What was the Kash of the Sholem Yishiv? That's all very nice to our Golas Kalim. What about Tevila? Tevila has got nothing to do with Macholos Asuris. In which case, surely at the Mochema Sichin Va'oig, even though you're allowed to eat Macholos Asuris, but you still require Tevila's Kalim. Of course, according to what we're saying now, it's not true. If the yesod of tvilas kelim is because of those blias that are balua in the pot, and even if they're not actually there, but they're destined to be there, so what's the yesod of tvilas kelim? Macholes asurais. And inasmuch as there's no issa to have macholes asurais, and that's why you don't need agolas kelim, that's the exact same reason that you don't need tvilas kelim either. Because what's balua in this pot? Nevela. Nevela, you're allowed to eat nevela now. You're allowed to eat nevela now. During the Mulchama of Sichin V'Oig, you're allowed to eat Nevela. So for the very reason that the Ramban tells us that there's no Chayvas Hagolas Kelim, because the Nevelas, the Trefas, are become Mutter now during war, that's the same reason that there's no Mitzvah of Tzvilas Kelim either. Now that we've managed to prove in the Ritva that Hagolas Kelim and Tzvilas Kelim are absolutely linked, like you see in the Ritva, Toivol V'Sheretz B'Yodoy, so what's the principle, what's the underlying yesod of tefilas kelim? Get rid of that tumah that comes about as a result of macholis asuris. If nevela is not macholis asuris, there's no tumah. Therefore, inasmuch that during the Muhammad of Sichin V'Oig, there's no chivas hagolas kelim because they're allowed to have macholis asuris, so too there's no chivas tefilas kelim because there's no macholis asuris, which will put tumah on the kli. Adkan.
If a guy is making kettles, why should we have to tell him the kettles? Because there's no trade going to be in the kettle.
Okay, that chilek I didn't see. That we seem to look as a generalization of all clay suda are oimitav blias. You're saying, why, but a kettle, all you do is put in water, for goodness sake, you're never going to put in a veil, it's a trade for them. Yeah, it seems to me we make a general rule of this.
It's not that far, it's not that far. People would.